Eddie, obviously, it goes without saying, a difficult few days. First of all, in terms of the football match tonight, what did you make of it?
Tough game for us. I thought they kept the ball very well, as they do. It was difficult to get a foothold in the game to try and get any momentum in our play. I thought we defended okay. Typical of our run recently, there's no chances in the game, there's no sign of a goal, and just before half time they have one really quick attack and incisive move and they end up scoring, which is hugely frustrating from our perspective.
Yeah, although they had a lot of the ball, they hadn't actually worked out in Federici. Was that a positive for you up to the point they scored?
Yeah, of course it was. When you come here, you know, one, you're not going to have as much of the ball as them, and two, you need to keep them out and stop them scoring to have any chance of being in the game. And then into the second half, and we're 1-0 down, and you're thinking, OK, we could have some late momentum and some late pressure. The timing of the second goal was the decisive factor in the game.
Yeah, it looks as if it was just the time where you needed to strike if you were going to make something from the game, I suppose.
Yeah, and we had a few moments in the game, naturally. Mark Pugh's had a really good opportunity. Callum and Kingy have combined really well at the start of the second half, and they're rare moments you get here, and you need to make the most of them.
Ultimately, did it go footballing-wise, apart from the result, but everything that you prepared a couple of days ago, nothing would change by the fact that you were 2 days later playing the same players?
No, nothing had changed. The only thing is we couldn't train yesterday. So in some respects, the lads have gone 3 days without doing anything. Due to the fact our pitch had dug up, and the two training pitches had dug up, so we had nowhere to go. And the mental exertions of the day, we decided just to leave them to their own devices. So that was the only thing. I think it showed a little bit in the performance, but it's a little bit leggy.
Although it wasn't one of your players that put it in the net, at least you got a goal and the fans had something to enjoy at the end.
Yeah, I think it's important we leave the season with something from tonight. But I think it was a useful exercise, a useful gauge again to see how tough it's going to be next year for us.
I was going to say, these are the experiences from which you grow. Even the heavy defeats, the games where you've played well and not got anything, the wins, they all experience for next season.
Well, they all add up. And the most important thing, that after the season ends, we're not in the bottom three on this season. So now we need to try and grow and improve things and come back a better unit.
A lot of talk about the players, of course, over a long season. What about the manager now? Mentally, how draining has this year been for you?
What do I look like?
You look great.
Yeah, okay. You know, it's been tough. But the trouble is, in my line of work, it gets even more stressful during the summer because then your season hinges on what you do in the transfer market. So,
A word for the supporters finally that made the trip up. Lots of whom will have come Sunday, have come again. A few won't have come. But a word for how they've been over the last few days.
Fantastic. Today they were absolutely magnificent. When you consider the expense, the time, the heartache of missing the game and then having to come back again. Unbelievable effort from those group of people, and they never stopped cheering and singing, and very thankful for their efforts this season.
How would you sign off the season? Yeah, to in a line or two?
In a line or two, I think the players and everyone connected with the club have given everything in what has to be the most historic season in the club's history. The fact that we've graced the Premier League for the first time and we've managed to stay in it. It's been a great year for the football club.
Thanks for your time with us this season as well, Ed. Thanks.
Thank you, Chris.